This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I was an editor of publications for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. I wrote a lot of his books. I wrote for Lester Sumrall. I wrote for Fred Price and others. But as far as myself, in all these years of ministry, almost 40 really, I've only written one book for myself, other than a book about Prayer Mountain. I wrote The Blood and the Glory. And the Lord gave me that book and told me to write it and told me it was for the last days. It's not a book that's just for when it came out, but it is a book that it was copyrighted in 1995. I wrote this book in 1995. And I had a revelation of the glory. The book is called The Blood and the Glory. And I was looking for the glory of God to fill that glorious church and Jesus to come. And I preached that message of the glory. It's in the book too. How that man fell from the glory. God gave me a series of visions. I saw the fall of man. I saw that God crowned him with glory and that the man fell from the glory. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. I saw that the captain of salvation is going to bring many sons to glory. I saw what that glorious church would be like. And I was looking for it when I saw quite something else. I saw some bad things happening to good people. I saw I saw several of these events like this. And one of them was Gloria Copeland's sister, her niece was her secretary. And her niece's husband was the head over Kenneth Copeland Ministries' foreign offices. And it was just before their Southwest Believers Convention. And the young couple had taken out the Australian delegation. And they had rented a long van to get all the people in that car and took them out, took them to dinner, whatever. And then they were headed back to the hotel when they were struck broadside by a drunk driver. And it killed Gloria's niece and her unborn baby. I said, Lord, what is this? And that was just one of such things. Have you ever seen some things happen to good people, Christian people? And it seemed like there was no known sin. There was no open door of any such thing. And just out of the blue, an attack against them. Well, at that time, when I wrote the book, these attacks had been quite a number of them. And so I started seeking God about it. And the Lord said to me, he said, you teach about the last things, do you not? I tell you, when God asked me that question, it was so real. It almost shook me. I felt like saying, well, what do you think? I didn't want to say that I was a teacher of the last things if he didn't think so. But evidently he did. And he said, what did I tell you that Satan would be doing in the last days? And I knew where to look. I knew to look in Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12. The devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. That word time is kairos, I'll say, K-A-I-R-O-S in the Greek, and it means a fixed date. You see, he's here only because he usurped the authority that God had given to Adam. God had given Adam a lease on this earth. 1,000 years for a day for 1,000 years, a 6-day work week like God had 6,000 years. And the devil knows when this lease is up. When this lease is up, he's out of here. And when he sees that it's about up, he comes down with great wrath because, like Kenneth Hagin told me, he's going to try to do everything in his power to stop the Lord Jesus Christ coming again. And so that's where the attacks come from, the attacks against the good people. But the Lord said to me, back up a verse. I did. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death. Notice that it said overcome. They overcame. There's not a hint in the Bible that we should be overcome. In the book of Revelation, it talks about overcomers and things that will be given to them, rewards that will be given to them. There's not one hint that we should ever be overcome. The Bible says He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. But you have to use your two weapons that this book, The Authority of the Believer, by John Macmillan, we have it if you need it. In that book, he says we've two weapons that never, never fail. Number one, the authority of the risen Lord. And number two, the blood of the Lamb. Here it says they overcome him, the enemy, the one who's got great wrath, going around attacking, saying, huffing and puffing, I'm going to blow your house down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, at the time I'm doing the book, the Lord had me go backwards in these verses. And the end of verse 10 says, the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. As the Lord showed me in the Bible, the legalities, the scriptural legalities of pleading the blood, the Bible calls God the judge of all. Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, our new law book that we go by. He's our advocate. He and the Holy Spirit. The prosecuting attorney is the enemy. And the prosecuting attorney makes accusations against those of God day and night, children of God. And the Lord said to me, you have a weapon, a watch that you can put up, a blood watch, but you do it morning and you do it at night because he is accusing you both times. And your only plea is the blood of Jesus Christ. So the Lord was teaching me about these things. He taught me about the power in the blood. We have this book, The Blood and the Glory, that you can get from me. Now, as I'm searching these things, I'm looking for, I know the Bible says, give no place to the devil in Ephesians. Well, I know that if you give him a place, then he's got an opportunity to come into you and to cause havoc for you. But what about those ones who love the Lord, those ones whose lives are dedicated to God when something happens? So here, I'm going to read you what I found in my search. And this is on page 20 of my book, The Blood of the Glory, Blood and the Glory. Brother Hagin said, Kenneth E. Hagin, I had heard him say, in fact, it's written in his book, the old timers knew something about pleading the blood that we do not know. And I thought, well, I'm going to find out what the old timers knew. And one of the ones I looked to was one of the ones that Brother Hagin quoted, and that was Mrs. C. Newsom. In fact, she was a missionary to Mexico, and I think hers was the very first book that Brother Hagin got. I'm going to read you from my book. A statement in Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, struck me deeply. He gave an account of how a missionary in the early part of this century overcame the always deadly sting of a venomous scorpion by saying, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against this scorpion's sting. The natives watched the woman expecting her to die. When she suffered no ill effects, most of them accepted Jesus. In relating this, in his book, The Triumphant Church, that's a great one for you to read, in relating this, Dr. Hagin commented, every benefit and blessing we possess in our redemption, including complete and total victory over Satan, is based on Jesus and his triumph over Satan at the cross. We have victory over Satan because of Jesus' shed blood. The old timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That is scriptural. End quote. Now, these are my words. Those last three sentences leaped from the page and lodged in my heart. And from deep within me sprang up what I believe to be a God-given desire to know what the old-timers understood about the blood of Jesus. Almost immediately thereafter, someone handed me Mrs. C. Newsom's book, The Life of Faith. And that was the missionary that Brother Hagin was talking about. Now, as I read her book, I came across chapter 7, entitled, Hold Fast That Which Thou Hast. In that chapter, she exposed the doors Satan uses to enter and take a place. I'm reading from her. We are all in the land of the enemy and are subjects to his attacks in spirit, soul, and body. But God says, give no place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. That means that he cannot take a place in us when he attacks us if we do not let him. We open the way for him to come in if we sin. The smallest sin we commit in word, deed, or thought gives place for the devil to do us harm. The first door she mentions, obvious, sin. But I'm thinking about, and if you do sin, the Bible says, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. So if we open the door to the devil through sin, then we can get the door shut. But when I read what she had to say about another door, I knew I had what I was looking for. It was an opening Satan uses to afflict the innocents, and I saw how to keep it closed. Mrs. C. Newsom writes, God's remedy always accomplishes just what God says it will accomplish, overcome the enemy. But watchfulness is the price of constant victory. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be vigilant. And she puts in parentheses, watch all the time, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. James says, James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He will, he has to. But she pointed out, the price of constant victory is constant watchfulness. Be vigilant, watch all the time. As I studied this, folks, we can put up a blood watch in the morning and in the night. We can be vigilant, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. We'll get into this tomorrow, how you can put a blood watch up over your children. They'll not be destroyed by the devil. You can put a blood watch over your properties, over yourself, but you have to set the watch. You have to use the blood. Bless the Lord. We'll get back to this tomorrow in more detail. I'll tell you just how to do it. Now, praise the Lord. We're having a prayer meeting of prayer, people of prayer, people who, you know, that scripture in Ephesians 6 is, it says, putting on all this armor, praying, and oh my, we've got a group coming. We know that we're in the last days and God wants us to pray together. We invite you to join us at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. This is going to be October 27th through 31st. So just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or go online at billybrim.org. This is Billy Brim inviting you to come and supply your part of the Spirit. Shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.